now bring you Reflections on the Word with pastor and educator Dr. John Vance.
You might say that Jesus came from heaven's shore and stood on this sinful shore with sinful people to be identified with them. It is the innocent standing with the guilty. It is the sinless standing with the sinner. That is a marvelous theological identity that you should not forget. When Jesus came to the Jordan River to be baptized, in a real sense, he is identifying himself with you and with me. Someone has said that when Jesus came to be baptized in the River of Jordan, he was also taking his first step to Calvary. It is interesting to follow the language in the New Testament about baptism. At least twice in the New Testament, Jesus talks about his baptism, and he's not necessarily talking about the baptism that he received at the hands of John in the River Jordan. But he's talking about a baptism of fire, a baptism of judgment, an ordeal that he must go through. He was referring to his death. In a real sense, when Jesus identified himself with sinful human beings, he was also taking that first step to Calvary, that he would go to the cross to be your Savior and my Savior. Jesus said to his disciples on two occasions, "Can you be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And of course, he alone could go to Calvary and die for our sins. There is great theological significance in the New Testament concerning the baptism of Jesus. And Paul works this out in the book of Romans, and he shows that Jesus is identified with us through his baptism. Finally, though, Jesus' baptism was a revelation. If you read John's gospel in the context in which John deals with Jesus' baptism, he takes another tact, another angle, and he says that Jesus had to be baptized because it would be revealed to John who he was and to Israel who he was. In a real sense, this was an initiation for Jesus. It would be displayed to all, to John and to the rest, that he was the very Messiah of Israel.
This has been Reflections on the Word with pastor and educator Dr. John Vance. A weekday feature carried each day at this time, we invite you to join us again for Reflections on the Word.